Hi, I'm Jaden Pennington. Today we are rehearsing for our next school production, which is Beauty and the Beast, so the school musical. I'm a lead role within it, and so we've been spending a full day rehearsal here, and we've got the rest of the week to do so, because we're on Friday night, and Thursday, Friday and Saturday night.
You're a lead role, you're not the beauty, are you?
No, I'm not the beauty and I'm not the beast, sadly, but I'm Lumiere, which is the candlestick, so the beast's kind of right-hand man, I guess. So, it's been an amazing role to play and so exciting, and he's very over the top and eccentric, I think, so it's been fun.
Now, obviously, you've been rehearsing for quite a while. How long has it been now?
4 months, yeah, no, so 4 months, I guess. It's just been, well, we had the Breakfast Club as well, so it was, you know, at one point it was the Breakfast Club and Beauty and, you know, everything else in between, so it has been long, but there's been so much work and effort put in that it's just really going to pay off, I think. Oh, it's amazing. We're like a tight family here, I think, you know, and that's always the way with the productions we do here at school. By the end of it, we all become so close and, you know, tight that it's amazing. And that's probably what makes it so such an enjoyable experience, is, in, you know, friendships that you make and the bonds that you form with people, I guess.
Hi, my name's Charlotte McLennan. I play Dark, and so it's sort of a mysterious sort of character, mostly dealing with Marie and Belle, and I'm also the narrator.
The narrator as well. So what, you have to sort of rush out onto the mic and in between scenes, is that how it works?
Just at the start, mainly. The band plays the prologue and I just say the narration part about that, so introducing the musical.
Can you give me a bit now?
Once upon a time in a faraway land.
Perfect. It'll come out much better on the huge big speakers I've got here rather than our little tiny microphone that I'm using. Okay, so how's the feeling been around the production then?
Oh, it's really exciting at the moment. Sort of everyone's sort of buzzing, you know, bit of nerves, bit of excitement. But once it all comes together, I'm sure we're really ready to go. Today's rehearsal is about finalising Act 2 and just running some lighting cues and stuff like that to make sure we all know what we're doing.
And what would you say to someone who's thinking about coming to see the show?
I would say definitely come, because you'll hear so much about it, and it's such an enjoyable, magical production that you only get to see this time, and you know, you don't know how long you'll see it until then, and it's just amazing to watch and experience.
Hi, I'm John Napoli. I'm playing LeFou, who is Gaston's sort of sidekick, clacky type role. He's got a huge personality and he's a lot of fun to play.
How do you go about sort of preparing for him then? If he's a very outgoing guy, do you kind of have to have a bit of quiet time before you go on stage, or you just do a bit of pumping yourself up or something like that?
I'm naturally quite a big personality myself, so it is a lot, like I do try and focus myself before I go on stage, otherwise it is too over the top. But so it's all about getting the focus before and then just going on stage and just hitting it on the mark.
Can you give me an example of your character now? Just fall into it.
I got it! Oh, you didn't miss a shot, Gaston! You're the greatest hunter in the whole world!
There you go. How did you do that? You go one to the other. It's like a switch.
Yeah, it's all up here now. It's just in my memory. So it's just, yep.
Are you getting a little nervous about the opening?
There's always an element of nerves, you know, before any production, but it's always useful to use the nerves to your advantage, and it's all just extra energy.
So you might be nervous if you weren't nervous?
Yeah, pretty much. You could say that.
Okay, and what would you say to someone who's thinking about coming along?
I'd definitely say come down and watch. It's an amazing show. It's just like, we've got some amazing performers, amazing dance numbers, everything. So come down and watch it. It won't disappoint.